But these are five different samples from five different materials. The question is, which one, well, this one says rank order them according to how many nuclei we contain each second. But let me just ask you to show me a card for the system, the sample that has the most decays each second. Now, if there's more than one that fit that bill, show me more than one card. So the question is, which of these shows, which of these systems has the most decays per second? Show either one card or more than one of these several that are being used. These are all carbon, okay? They're all the same. It's all the same material. It's carbon and carbon 14. It's just that we have different sample sizes. So these all have the same decay times in lambda. They all have the same half-life. It's just different pumps of stuff. Which of them has the most decays per second? Show me something. A lot of people not only are part of it. Some people, oh, you right. Most people are holding up B. B is correct. Why is that? The number of decays per second is equal to lambda n. Lambda is fixed for the material. If it's carbon, it's lambda is some number. It doesn't change. So the bigger n gives you more decays per second. In this case, the bigger n obviously is B. That has the most radioactive nuclei of the five samples. It has four of them. Therefore, it has the most decays per second. Okay. Let's take one more example. Let's take a material for which lambda is 0.1 per second. 1/10 of the sample per second decays. Let's do a little table here. DPS is the case per second. Suppose we start with a sample of 1,000. And we start with 0 seconds. I want you to fill in the decays per second, then I want you to do the same thing for t equals 1 second and for t equals 2 seconds. So just go ahead and fill in this spot, this spot, this spot, and these three. Thank you. everybody told me. The answer is D, why? After one half-life has elapsed, you have 500 left, half of them have decayed. At that point, you would have 50 decays per second. Okay, that's how it works. If I draw a graph, if I draw a graph of n as a function of time, the number of radioactive nuclei present, obviously it's going to decrease. So I start from some initial value, call that n sub 0, and then it just comes down with this type of decline. And the exact mathematical equation for this is the number remaining is the original number times e to the minus lambda t. This will not be on the test. You do not need to use this on the test, but some of you want to know about it anyway. Now, the decays per second. It's just proportional to the number remaining. So suppose we started out here with, 1,000. And then we had, after some time, 500. Well, the decays per second was 100. And after half had decayed away, the decays per second was 50. And so it declines in the same way. You have the same decline of decays per second as you do of the number remaining per second.